Wake up! Every preacher wants to say that at least once during the worship service, I think. For those of you who take the church nap, how many of you take a church nap? I think all of you at one point or another, they're really good naps. I am not allowed to take a church nap, but many of you have experiences. It's kind of like the nap when you're reading a book and you just can't keep your eyes open anymore and you're reading the same word 7 times over, 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 and then you fall asleep. Or when you're at the movies or when you're watching television, the church nap is a beautiful thing. Then again, for the preacher, you know, wants to say, wake up! Everyone awake. Except this wake up is, it's calling on God. Have you ever felt neglected by God and you want to say, wake up? God, where are you? Things are not going well here. What are you thinking? How could you just let all of this stuff happen? You've done great things before, so how come you're not doing it now? There's devastation everywhere. People are dying. People are sick. Every one of those sick or dying people is the child of someone who is inconsolable. What is wrong with you? Could you look over here? Could you do something about this? Save us. Come on, God, wake up. The writer of Psalm 80 prayed that prayer. And you know, Psalm 80, it isn't a my life is in shambles lament. It's really the whole community is in shambles lament. This lament, a passionate expression of sorrow or grief. And many of the Psalms are lament Psalms. There are some that are corporate lament, a passionate community expression. Some that are personal, a passionate personal expression of sorrow or grief. And sometimes they're woven all together. I want you to hear the psalm reading that we just had, but from the Message, the paraphrase that really brings the feelings of sorrow and grief to life. Listen, shepherd, Israel's shepherd, get all your Joseph sheep together. Throw beams of light from your dazzling throne so Ephraim, Benjamin, and Manasseh can see where they're going. Get out of bed. You've slept long enough. Come on the run before it's too late. Remember how you brought a young vine from Egypt, cleared out the brambles and briars, and planted your very own vineyard? You prepared the good earth. You planted her roots deep. The vineyard filled the land. Your vine soared high and shaded the mountains, even dwarfing the giant cedars. Your vine ranged west to the sea, east to the river. So why do you no longer protect your vine? Trespassers pick grapes at will. Wild pigs crash through it and crush it. And the mice nibble away at what's left. God of the angel armies, turn our way. Take a good look at what's happened and attend to this vine. Care for what you once tenderly planted, the vine you raised from a shoot. And those who dared to set it on fire, give them a look that will kill. Then, take the hand of your once favorite child, the child you raised to adulthood. We will never turn our back on you. Breathe life into our lungs so that we can shout your name. God, God of the angel armies, come back. Smile your blessing smile. That will be our salvation. That's raw. That's real. Passionate sorrow, grief, all in Psalm 80. How could you let those people die in the explosion in the power plant in Danyang, China this week? Will you ever stop making it rain in Louisiana so that people can go back to their homes and not be in danger? How could you let more than 70 people die in a bombing outside a hospital in Quetta, Pakistan this week. How can you let so many people die in Chicago every single day? How can you let children die? How can you possibly let that kind of devastation happen to anyone? Get out of bed, God. You've slept long enough. Come on the run before it's too late. There's too much poverty. There's too much hunger. Too many are homeless. Get out of bed, God. You've slept long enough. Come on the run before it's too late. Floods, famine, violence. Get out of bed, God. You've slept long enough. Come on the run before it's too late. People are responding with hate, God. They're angry and saying and doing awful things to one another. They're making up things to scare people. Humanity's sense of care, forgiveness, acceptance, tolerance, and love seems to have evaporated. Get out of bed, God. You've slept long enough. Come on the run before it's too late. Smile your blessing, smile, God. That will save us. Psalm 80 is powerful. It's real, it's raw. It's the emotions of a community put to song. It's the emotions of community put in a form where they can shout it, sing it, feel it. I want to close with the words to a psalm that's a little bit similar to this morning's reading. This time, though, it's more of a personal lament. It's a song that comes from a group of four musicians from England. Help. I need somebody. Help. Not just anybody. Help. You know I need someone. Help. When I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way. Now these days are gone and I'm not so self-assured. Now I find, change my mind, open up the doors. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down. And I do appreciate your being round. Help me get my feet back on the ground. Won't you please, please help me? Help me, help me. Smile your blessing, smile, God. Get out of bed. Restore us. Amen.